This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
Well,
sneeze.
What
Miss
do
sneeze
we have?
No. Sneeze. I was calling Adel Miss Yawn, and now
Miss
my
Yawn.
Come back. Miss Yawn, Mr. Yawn.
Wow.
Oh, my face. Hey, Adel. Thanks so much for coming to meet with me.
Is this my performance review?
In a way. Okay. It's always ongoing.
I brought you a cake. Here you go.
Oh, thank you so much.
I didn't have time to frost it or bake it.
Noted.
It's just a bowl of mix.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know how we talked about replacing JPC as a host?
Oh, phew. Yes.
Well, I'm bringing someone in new, a new guy in today.
Oh.
He has one little quirk in that it's his voice changes unexpectedly to these like crazy voices all the time.
It's like an impressionist. It's like, Rich Little or Rich Little or.
Hey, am I early?
Yes.
Oh.
Come on in.
I'm so sorry if I'm early. I brought everybody cupcakes.
Great. Help yourself to some of this uncooked cake if you want it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I came late. I didn't have time totally to cook it, but they are cup-sized.
Be polite, Adel. Don't call it out.
I mean, there's just a lot going on.
You're Adel. Oh my God, I'm a huge Magic Tavern fan. It's so nice to meet you.
Enchanté. It is always a pleasure to meet a fan. Do you want to give me an autograph your forehead or something?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. If you wouldn't mind throwing a quick autograph on my forehead, I'd love that.
Wait a minute, Aaron, he's stealing Puzzbot. That's basically Puzzbot. Listen.
I mean, there can be two.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I think there could definitely be two Puzzbots. If it's a big deal, I mean, look, I'm excited to work on the show in any capacity. Whether if I'm Puzzbot or not, I could do it.
His voice doubled down and became even more Puzzbot. Aaron, are you not hearing this?
Adel, you don't need to be jealous. He's not going to replace us. And I don't think that there's a Coco Cashmere voice on there, so I feel pretty safe.
Look, I definitely don't want to replace anyone. I'm not trying to be like the new Aaron Keefe. I don't want anyone to confuse me to be the new Aaron Keefe. That's not what I'm trying to do.
Sounds like you're sort of trying to find a voice where that's what that will do.
Yeah, it seems like this guy's scrambling to find an Aaron Keefe film.
I'm not here for that. I'm just here to be normal. I want to be a part of the show, a normal part of the show.
Oh my God, that sounds just like me, Adel. Make it stop.
That is basically Aaron. Wait, I don't know which one's talking.
Oh, man. I don't know if this is going to work out, sir. I really appreciate
what the fuck is this?
Dinner.
Who is this little thing?
What is this creature?
That's Little Monkey Bones.
This is not Little Monkey Bones. I can see it has human fingers. Little Monkey Bones has, I think, little paintbrushes.
Oh, that's Little Bony Monks.
Okay, JBC, I'll put it all out there. We were trying to replace you, but you're irreplaceable. Yeah.
Okay, opens window, picks up little thing, tosses it out window. Fuck that little thing.
That was a human person.
That was a person. It's flying, so I doubt it.
A family. Well, he's
flying into the sky.
Well, falling downward is not flying, JPC.
It's all relative, right? I mean, what is the sky, honestly?
Well, JPC, now that you're here, would you like to record an episode?
Hell no, bitch. I hate recording this show. I ain't recording shit, and that's fact.
You can only call me bitch if you have that delightful little voice modulator.
No. I do like to record the show. I'll record the show.
Okay.
Oh, wait, Aaron, there's someone else at the door. Hello, this is someone new.
Yes, I'm someone new.
And I'm here to audition.
To be the host of Hey Riddle Riddle.
Let's just start the show.
Oh, baby Howard Dean, thank you so much.
And I will never, ever replace Casey. There's no way to replace Casey.
Here's what I think we need. I think
that's our
Benny Hill. I think every episode we need to do a Howard Dean scream through a different filter.
Just so
we can cover the gamut of all the possible Dean screams out there. The Dean scream of...
Okay.
I guess I have a soundboard as well.
Well, I think we've just turned into a morning zoo crew.
I can't believe I'm saying officially. This, but let's just get into riddles. I guess no one has any bullshit they want to talk about, so...
Middle of talking, I was honked and farted.
Adel, I'm trying to save you.
We have a good time here. We have a good time here, Adel. Hey, can I tell you something? I actually did have something I wanted to tell the two of you. I did something that was like a day one Chicago thing, but it was a first for me last night. And okay. I did the Adler Planetarium. Ooh. I did their like Adler After Dark. We went and saw one of their like star shows or whatever. And then afterwards, I went to a place that I've never been before. I went to Portillo's, and I got myself a cake shake.
Very good.
Have you guys ever had a fucking cake shake?
I've had a cake shake, and I've had a Portillo's birthday cake. And the secret to it is they put in like 3 gallons of mayonnaise per cake because it's so moist, it's so good, it's so creamy. I don't typically like cake. Mm-hmm. Portillo's cake is delicious.
Aaron, are you familiar with a cake shake?
Yes, I am, very.
Okay. So for people who are not familiar, what they do is they take a full slice of cake, mm-hmm. and then they kind of make a milkshake out of it, but it's mostly just drinking a slice of cake.
So good.
It was the first time I've ever had it. My mind was absolutely blown. I kept telling Mariah, I was like, I'm not even getting any milkshake in this. I feel like I'm just drinking cake through a straw. And it's like the cake is so moist that it kind of works. But I will say, we got down to the bottom of the cup, and I was like, that was delicious. And then... there was just like maybe like 3 inches of cake at the bottom of the cup. Like, that was unblended. No. Like we were like, should we get a spoon for this?
Free bonus cake.
Yeah, it was free bonus cake. And Portillo's also, I didn't know this, but they have like vegan Chicago dogs.
Mm.
And so I had a vegan Chicago dog, and it was, you know what? I think it was vegan. It was vegetarian at least. It was good, man. I love a fucking Chicago dog. I know they get hate, but I love them.
Their Chicago dogs are delicious. Also, their fries are maybe my best fry, my favorite fries in Chicago.
I lived
their
right
fries
by
were
there
very hot.
During the pandemic, and especially during the pandemic when I'd go for my walks, the car line for the drive-through was outrageous. It was like went blocks and blocks and blocks. I'd be like, "What is happening? Why is there so much traffic?" I'd be like, "Oh, it's just a Tuesday afternoon, and people are sad and they're waiting in line forever for Portillo's."
Mariah said that it was in and out level lines. It felt because they had like people working outside. And by the way, we went in Chicago and it was actually kind of nice out. It was like 40 degrees, but I felt so bad for the people who are working outside in the line. I'm like, I get it in LA when people are standing outside taking orders, but I'm like, this is Chicago. Like, you can't be doing that. Like, that sucks.
They opened up one maybe 15, 18 minutes away from us, JPC, in the suburbs. And I was like, oh, thank God. I no longer have to wait in huge lines. And I drove out there to get some sweet, sweet Portillo's. And the line was even longer. The line was like 85 cars deep. And I was like, motherfuck.
The one that we went to is it's like the one on Addison right by the highway. Relatively new. And it's pretty close. But it was, it was like a fucking, Wednesday night. And the line was out the block. It was insane.
Crazy.
Like, people in Chicago must really fucking love Portillo's. But honestly, delicious. After having that cake shake, I'm a convert.
What did you think of?
I can't have one. Maybe I'll have one every 10 years, but it was very good.
So you mentioned you went to Portillo's for the first time ever, and you talked 5 minutes about how great it was. You mentioned Adler Planetarium's After Dark program, and you immediately moved on to Portillo's. How
it wasn't
was
as good as the cake shake.
Okay,
will say, the Adler Planetarium is cool, and it was like a fun date night spot because it's free. It's like on Wednesdays they do like an After Dark, and it's free. And then you can buy tickets for the light show, which I think was, or the star show, which is a little bit of money. But I was like, oh, this is a cool date spot. We saw so many like teens on dates, and I could only assume, I'm like, oh, this is like a free, kind of cool like date spot. I was like, This is perfect if you're like a teen, right? Like, especially if you're a teen that's like lives downtown-ish.
Can I tell you the two things Adler Planetarium is? T teens on dates, adults on drugs. I've never gone there.
You know that's a good location then.
I have never not gone there and seen 15 people clearly on mushrooms, just like, oh.
The light show was great. There was two huge pops in the light show. At one point, all the lights like changed and they were like the stars were moving across the sky. And this little girl, she must have been like probably like 3-4 years old. She just goes, wow. It was completely silent. And everybody laughed. Like, it was awesome.
That's fantastic.
And then at one point they were showing Mars, and like Mars was really big on the screen. And again, it was a different little girl, but there was a little girl in the audience goes, I could touch it.
Angels. So JVC, dude, I guess my big question for you is, if you had to save one, would you save space or cake shakes?
I mean, look, I went to the Adler Planetarium. I experienced the infinite, the unknown, the galaxy spreading out before me, and I touched what I could only describe as the face of God. And then I went and had one of those fucking cake shakes, and I said, nah, there ain't nothing out there. It's all on Earth, baby. It's all in this cup. This is it. This is the end all be all.
This cup.
It's cake shakes, baby. It's
this
cake shakes.
Tastes better than the magic of the nighttime sky. I think I've told you guys the ice story.
I don't know.
No.
An ex of mine used to work at Adler and did tours. And at the end of the tour, they hold this giant chunk of ice, and they're like, this is from space. This is like space ice. If you want to touch this, this like broke off of the moon or whatever it is, Jupiter.
Sure.
So, don't end the show. So it's like a giant, it's like shaped chunk of ice, and the kids would touch it, and then the adults would be like, oh, that's fun. And then the kids would walk away, and almost 85% of the time, the parents would linger after and go, is that really from space?
Look, that had nothing to do with your story.
Yes, it did. JVC,
they gotta take the soundboard away from me. I can't be here with this.
Casey said, I asked for a small cake shake before and they laughed. That's so funny.
It's on the menu, but no one's ever ordered it before.
Well, do we want to get into riddles? We don't have to.
I guess so.
Okay. So let's play that Molly's Riddle Book theme.
It's time for Molly's Riddle Books.
All right. We are back with some more of Molly's Riddle Books. You are single-handedly holding up all of my episodes, Molly. And
thank
I appreciate
you, Molly.
That. Okay. Remember, this book that I'm reading from is very, very old, and is not respectful to women or children. Let's get into it. Why are children like flannel?
Ooh.
Why are children like flannel?
Why are children like flannel?
This has one of your favorite words in it.
Adult, yeah.
Is there stacked in my closet?
JVC, no.
What? I'm the bad guy? That was a kid killing joke.
Hold on. In the joke, they're alive.
In the joke, they're alive.
Okay. Why are children like flannel? And this is, you're not
like
going to get
flannel.
This.
Because they hang around trees, because they. Something to do with lumberjacks. Why are children like flannel? Because they're warm in the winter. They keep you warm in the winter.
Because they warm your chest.
They warm your
heart.
No, that's a much sweeter. The answer is because they shrink from washing. Like kids don't want, they shrink away from wanting to take a bath.
Oh my God. They shrink away. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Fuck that.
What two vegetables begin and end with this? Sorry.
Hold on. Aaron, can I please see a scene?
Are you sure?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, you are a young child in like the 1900s, early 1900s. JPC, you are this child's parent, and you're trying to get them in the bath.
No, no, no.
Now, I won't have it. I won't have it, you see. You must take a bath. You're absolutely filthy. We can see the flies dancing atop your head.
Why should I respect you? We've only met twice.
That's true. On the day you were born, when you came out of your mother, God rest her soul, and I said, we'll call this one Matthew or Danny or some such. And the second day, when I welcomed you home from the boarding school I shipped you off to.
No, 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 Father. I will not. I will not take a bath.
Why? You're being absolutely petulant. Petulant, I say. If you won't take a bath, I guess I have no choice but to call up your supervisor in the mines and
tell them
you're signing up for an extra shift on Saturday.
Father, no! I'm only 2 weeks from retirement!
No. Black lug pish posh. You'll work in the mine on Saturday and you'll work a 10-hour shift for 4 nickels.
You're humiliating me, Father. I have children of my own, and those children have children.
Father, what's going on? Are you in trouble?
No, son. Go back to the mines. Your shift is starting.
Yes, you're right.
See? Look how your son listens and respects you. If only I could have that for my boy and me, a man of 27, and I'm being disrespected in such a way.
Scene. Fun. Okay.
So now we get a sense. I get it now. Aaron, after hearing that scene, after listening to it and seeing it, I get a sense for the people who wrote this riddle book. Back then was so different. You were dead by 27.
I appreciate you needing to empathize with them, but I don't think we need to. We don't need to understand these motherfuckers.
Fuck this book.
Good. What two vegetables begin and end with two letters in the same order?
Broccoli and chocolate.
Show your work. Show your work.
Begin and end with two letters in the same order? Wait, what does that mean? Help me understand.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Asparagus.
And abacabos.
Abacabos. That doesn't even make sense.
Wait.
But I'm being adorable. I went to abacabos.
They begin and end with the same letter in the same order. So they begin. Would this be like an abacabo, but it would be AB and it would end in AB as well?
Yeah. So like hypothetically, if there was a vegetable that was spelled AVGAV.
I see. Yes. Okay.
AVGAV. Okay.
So it's like begins in.
We'll get the easy one out of the way first. Banana.
Easy one.
Banana.
Banana. Absolutely. Banana. Absolutely.
Banana bub.
Bananaba. It's bananaba, right? That would be
a
bananaba.
Have you ever had a bananaba? They put a banana in your. Okay. It's going to get pretty graphic, but.
Beep this out of your system.
No. I got a bananaba from a clown. He was a wonderful clown.
Where's that honk? No honk?
Fuck. No, that's the wrong one.
In a way, kind of the right one?
That's kind of the right one. Okay, let's go through our vegetables.
And one is a controversial vegetable because people are always like,
tomato.
It's a frit. Yeah.
Tomato.
Controversial.
Wow. Tomatoes big.
I've been, you go to stand-up shows, tomatoes are flinging themselves on stage. You go to old-timey medieval hangings, people are whipping tomatoes. I'm sorry, tomatoes are whipping themselves. Whoops, lost the thread.
So hypothetically at these stand-up shows, there's sentient tomatoes going, and throwing themselves at the stage.
They're embarrassing their wives. So we have tomato.
All right, we'll take some out. Cucumber, couldn't be. Kale, not.
Celery, no thanks.
Mm-mm.
I cook with this vegetable a lot.
Onion.
Yeah.
Onion.
And we've established before, Aaron, the best thing in the world, the sexiest, the most phenomenal, the best smelling, the greatest thing in the world. Excuse me. I'm
going to ban you. Let him say garlic, olive oil, and onion, please.
If you heat up some olive oil, toss in some chopped or minced garlic and some chopped or minced onion and just stir that around with a wooden spoon. It's the greatest. It's the greatest thing in the world.
I want a candle that smells like that
bad. I want cologne that smells like that. People will walk by and go, what are you cooking?
And you go, yes, dude, it's my new scent.
I love that. I love that as cologne because people will be like, what's going on?
I'd like to see a scene.
It smells so good, but...
Addle, you're a tomato. JBC, you're an onion. And you two are sitting on a kitchen counter trying to guess at what meal you're both going to be cooked into right now.
Tacos. So it's always tacos.
No, it's not going to be tacos.
It's always tacos.
If it was tacos, wouldn't we see a head of lettuce here? But no, Jerry's still in the fridge. Okay. So I'm here and you're here.
So and we think it's probably not lettuce. So we're not gonna. It's definitely not a salad.
No, and it's not a salad, which is great.
It's not tacos if I'm still in the fridge.
Yeah, shut Jerry, up. We
did you
know.
Say that? Did shut you say up. That already?
No.
Can't really hear so good.
For being ahead, you sure are dumb.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. Yeah, I'm not chopped yet, and neither are you. So it's like, we're not going to be marinating, right? Because obviously...
Wait a minute. I think I know. Before she took me out of the fridge, Aaron said to me, "No one will ever love you." So what she was trying to do was crush me. Crushed tomatoes, onion, we're going to be in pasta.
Tom.
Some cavatappi. What?
Tom.
What?
She was saying that to herself. You don't say it in a low whisper. So that only a tomato could hear it if it's to the tomato. I mean, she was saying that to herself.
To be fair, she shined me on her shirt first and then I guess saw her reflection in me, which has got to be pretty tough.
I mean, I'll be honest with you.
That sucks.
There are times where I'm on the counter and I can see that she's crying, and I'm like, she hasn't even cut into me yet.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
It's not your blood.
It's not my blood that's doing it.
Oh.
It's not my oh my God, my blood's so sad. It's not my sad blood that's doing it.
Hey, I have an idea. Follow my lead.
No, what's my name?
Huh?
What's my name? I said your name was Tom.
Oh, your name's Orion.
Yep.
Hey, Aaron. Psst, hey, Aaron.
Bad. Can't use these. Trash.
She just threw her feet. She just threw her feet in the trash.
That's so sad.
She's stepping into the trash. Aaron, no. You're worth it.
And we'll never know what she was making.
Wow. Rather than join the scene, Aaron would rather kill two pieces of perfectly good fruit and veg.
Yeah. That's a shame, Aaron. Disgusting. That's just an absolute shame.
I'm sorry, but I'm not.
So we got both of those, tomato
Why
and onion.
Why is a woman, those are the only two that there are listed here. Why is a woman on a desert island dressed like a woman in the store? And this is sexist.
Why is a woman on a desert island just like a woman in the store?
Women be stranded.
And I love this one.
Okay.
You love this one. Because she's sandy? What does a beach and a store have in common? They both have sails.
Yep.
Oh, they're all out of sails. They hate sails. They lost their sails.
There's no sails.
Crashed because of their sails.
If you're on a desert island and you're looking at the horizon.
Looking for sails.
They're looking for sails.
In all the wrong places.
Wow, looking for sails. How about that?
All right, next one.
Actually, that's pretty good.
If a man...
I'm on board with that one.
If a man smashed a clock, could he be found guilty of killing time?
Is this like, wait, hold on. What's
is this the
this
joke?
Is a law question.
This is a law.
If a man smashed a clock, could he be found guilty of killing time?
No, because wouldn't that be alarming? Is that the answer?
No.
What are we doing? What are we trying to guess here?
You're trying to get me to answer outside the episode? Why do you talk like this?
If someone came up to me on the street and said, "If a man smashed a clock, couldn't he be found guilty of killing time?" I'd say, "What can I? What do you need? What do you need? You collecting money for what? What do you need? Who are you?"
But I'd leave my door open because I'm curious.
Yeah, step two steps back. Take two big steps back. You're way too close to me.
Here's what I do. I'm going to buy us a little bit of time, JPC, and I'd like to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you are a couple stranded on an island, and Aaron, you can't stop thinking about shopping.
And scene.
That's the shortest one we've ever done.
shorter than the cocaine one with the.
There were no lines to this one. There was no lines to this one.
Truly no lines. It's all Aaron, in your mind's eye.
Please help me, Aaron. What the fuck am I even trying to guess here? Am I supposed to say that's very funny?
It's like funny. It's like funny, but. To get to the funny joke, think about like if you were this clock's lawyer.
If a man,
what would you say? If you were the man's lawyer, what would you say?
If a man smashes a clock, is he guilty of killing time? No, Your Honor, my client.
This is an eye for an eye situation.
He did it as a goof, so he's only guilty of man's laughter. Man's laughter.
He's trying to find the sound quickly.
No, I had crickets ready, actually.
Boy, oh boy. Okay. So it's something the clock did to the man.
Yeah.
So the clock is killing me. The time is killing me. Time is, right?
Mm-hmm. Time is killing all of us, Your Honor. How would a clock hit someone?
Was it something about self-defense? Oh, he had his arms out. He was trying to put hands on me. Clocks have hands, right?
That's yeah, what. But what else do they do?
They have alarms. They tick tock. They have a. There's another way
bird
of saying
toll.
For whom the bell tolls?
Chime. It was the perfect
clock.
Chime.
Mm-hmm. Tick. The mouse ran down. Hickory dickory dock.
The man was trying to dock with the clock?
Well,
what's happening?
Do hickory dickory dock. Say it out loud and you'll find the word.
The clock struck 10. Oh, mm-hmm. The clock struck me.
Yeah, the clock struck first. Not if the clock struck first. I'd like to see a scene.
But what? Huh. Why? How were we supposed to?
Well, JPZ, here's the thing. There's all these old-timey terms of like, instead of shy away, it's, what was it? Something away from the bath? And then also,
so you don't know it. So
well, no, earlier,
here's an old timey term. It's a word I don't know.
One, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Instead of shy away, they said it's like shrink away.
Shrink
away.
Shrink,
we don't really say that anymore. We say shy away. And then we don't really say.
I do like what that was though. That was like a joke that you have to know the set. Like that's like two old friends telling a joke they've told 1,000 times. Like someone's like, "Hey, did you hear about the man with the clock?" And the guy's like, "Yeah." Da-da. Like you have to be in on the joke to be able to like anticipate that next line, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to see a scene.
Nobody in the last 40 years says the clock struck 3. Like nobody says that anymore.
JPC, you are a man who's at work. Adel, you are a clock at that work, and you two are about to get into a physical altercation.
Half an hour left till you're done.
No. No.
What?
I clocked out 20 minutes ago. What do you mean half an hour left?
If you clocked out 20 minutes ago, why are you still here? That doesn't make sense.
I'm on my lunch break. My lunch break is 1 hour. I should have 40 minutes left.
You think you have an hour lunch break?
That's union. That's union mandate.
We're not union.
I'm a Yahtzee.
You have 10 minutes.
I am a Yahtzee, okay? This might not be a union workplace, but I went to a Yahtzee meeting, and I said, are these cards for everyone? And the guy goes, they are for union members, and I took one, which makes me a Yahtzee.
Listen, I don't play Yahtzee. I don't have time to do that. I'm watching you. You need to get back to work.
You know what? You're about to get your clock cleaned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you're about to get your clock cleaned.
You're about to get your gears grinded, okay?
Hold on. How does that... What is that? That doesn't make sense. I don't have gears. You have gears.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah.
My hands are at 10 and 2, and they're ready to throw down, okay?
10 and 2?
My hands are raised at 10 and 2.
So it's like, what? It's like 10-10?
Oh, shit.
So wait, I'm like way early on my lunch break.
You can go. Or wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I'm here too late.
Or you're here too
fight,
late.
Fight.
Hold on.
Hold on, it's my alarm clock.
Hold on.
Let me just smack that down. There we go.
We really need to adopt sort of like, you know how Europe has basically like military time?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we do that?
You tell me you're the clock. Yeah. I'm just a guy.
Well, I was made this way.
Okay.
What does a military clock look like?
I mean, they're stacked.
Is there
they're
13?
No, they're
100?
Fucking big.
Is there a
tactical
1400?
Camo?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
rugged,
operators, man.
Handsome,
Oakleys, those wraparound Oakleys.
Oh, Oakleys, gotta
have
the Oakleys.
Yeah, big Oakleys, big Oakley fans, yeah.
Jorts, probably.
Jorts?
Hey.
For the military?
Yeah, listen.
What do you think, they're like standard issue
jorts? I'm a clock
jorts?
On a wall. All I know is what I hear at the water cooler. What do you
all
want
right,
from
fair
me?
Enough. Fair
do you want me to tell you how Game of Thrones ended? Because I'll tell you.
Now, if you really want to get your clock cleaned, you will, because then we'll be out in the parking lot, and I'll be beating up a clock.
Oh, you're ticking me off. You are ticking me off.
Fight.
You clock sucker motherfucker. I will take you outside and put a beat down on you.
All your little minute grievances, minute grievances. I'm a clock on a wall. I've only heard words.
Scene.
I'm a clock on the wall.
How many more clock puns do you have, though?
I would say I was at 0 the entire time, so maybe I have 4 more.
Yeah. And I would say 2. I was going to say our, but like, O-U-R.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was going to say I would never hit a grandfather, but for you, I'll make an exception.
Yes, 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 yes. I was going to do something with battery, assuming I'm sort of battery run clock.
Maybe there was something with the military operators in their pants of like hickory dockers.
Yes, yes, yes. Somebody better daylight savings you before I beat your ass.
Yeah. God.
AM I pissed off?
I am PM'd off at you or AM something like that. Off. Yeah.
Sorry, I have PMS.
I gotta take this. I gotta take this. I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I have to get hello? Okay. it's my grandpa. Oh,
it's Howard Dean being murdered. Your grandpa is Howard Dean being murdered?
I know. I have to go. I'll see you guys later.
All right, see you after break. GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like from Scuba Grandmother's... Steve from, not Billy Madison,
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. Okay, we're back. I promise you I will not be using the soundboard until I find another reason to do it, which will be in minutes, probably. And then hopefully I forget about this and it never makes another appearance on an episode. Speaking, though, of something that I forgot about, and it's to this date not made an appearance on an episode, we got a little gift, and I think we all decided we're going to give it to Casey. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
So this came in our mail. We're not going to play a theme. And it was from Rin. And that's all it said. Rin left a note and it said, fine, I'll do it. Heart Rin. And they sent us this, Casey. And I think that we're going to have you take this and maybe put it up at your house. Casey, this is it's got like little adhesive on the back. So it's like a little plastic board. And it says, want to read it, Casey?
You know, this is perfect for this episode. This is absolutely, this is perfect for this episode.
Yeah, we made you walk right into that.
Okay, I'm about to fucking go off, all right?
Yeah.
It says, it has been, there's an open space and it has zero written in marker episodes since our last Howard Dean scream. It's a big red alert sign. And let me tell you, that's very funny.
Here's what I want to ask.
Okay.
Will that sign ever not be zero?
Okay. You know what, Adel? Okay, you know what? I better not hear you fuckers
fight.
ever complain about my sound cues again after this episode. Do you know the restraint I have shown? You know how many sound effects I haven't added to the Zencaster soundboard?
Mm-hmm.
I could have done a fart reverb. You know how much I would have loved to add a fart reverb? Jesus Christ, man.
He knows the term for it.
Sorry, sir.
I will say, after having a soundboard for half a day, Casey has shown a remarkable amount of restraint.
And Hendrix invented the fart reverb, right?
That's funny.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah, but that's exceptionally funny. I'm very, very happy to put that up on my wall. Please make JPC one that says, you know, all of the sound effects in this episode.
What? Come on.
I also feel, one last thing I have to say is, like, you know how, like, whenever I do the surfs up my guy thing, Aaron has to be like,
that's not me.
That's not me. That's not Aaron. That's what I feel like. I have to come on mic and do that every time JPC does one of those sound effects. That's not me.
I guess we're learning empathy, Casey. That's what empathy looks like.
I feel like in 5 years, you're going to be applying for a job with sound producing, and the people will be like, let me listen back to an episode of Hey Riddle, Riddle to see some of your work. And they'll pick this episode.
245?
They'll pick this episode and they'll be like, ooh, actually, this kind of sucks.
That's funny, because I am acting like a guy who just put in his 2 weeks notice.
You've been acting like that since episode 4, my guy.
I'm like acting like a person who can't get fired right now.
Well, you're our CFO.
Yeah,
I know. And CFO, of course, stands for Chief Officer. So just so we're
all not fair.
Clear.
If we don't have a soundboard, then no one can have a soundboard. The cast have soundboards.
Hands off.
That's my cue to leave.
Thank you, Casey.
Yeah, thank you, Ren. Thank you.
Well, I'll bring this over to you. I'll bring this over to you very soon.
Wonderful.
Oh, okay. Well, that digression aside, Aaron. Do we have any more riddles?
We do.
Any more freaking riddle.
But before we do this next riddle, I'm gonna need you to put your pun hat on. Pun hat on. Pun hat on. Put your little pun hat on. And shut off your brain. Okay.
Aaron,
brain off.
Doctors have said my pun hat has grafted to my skull. They say it cannot be surgically removed by man nor beast.
And we can't wait to study your brain after you die, my friend.
And Aaron, I'm looking at my brain shutoff switch because I was going to go turn it off like you said, and it looks like it's been off for a long time. There's cobwebs.
I was going to say, is it covered?
Yeah.
All right, well, good. Then you're ready for this.
Mm.
If you were locked in a room that had in it only a bed and a calendar, how could you survive? Thinking music.
I have a lot of dates to take into that
bed.
What else?
That's basically it, right?
Think that's one. That's kind of one half the answer.
I would march my ass to bed.
I'd cover my dates. I would.
Think of what else you can do with dates.
Sheet the bed.
I demand more respect for this. I actually do demand more respect than this.
Casey, that one is so much worse than a toilet flush.
Surfs up, my guy, 100%. I did not say that. And when you have complaints about this episode, don't come complaining to me about this episode, going, Aaron, I don't like listening to you deal with them. Go complain to JPC.
Hold on.
I am making a mental note. Let's see. This episode comes out. I will be deleting my Twitter the day before.
just so what else do you do with dates?
What else do you do? You pit them?
Mm-hmm.
You eat them.
Yeah, you eat them. That's one half the answer. You eat the dates from the calendar.
You eat the dates from the calendar.
And the other one is a bed?
Yeah, this one is impossible to get. You're never going to get it. So you have food. What do you need?
What's the objective? The objective is just to survive, right?
You wet the bed and eat the dates.
You're just trying to survive in a room that only has a calendar and a bed and their pun answers. So how, you already have the dates from the calendar that you're eating.
You fry up the dates in a bedpan.
You need to drink
something
for the bed.
With a little olive oil and garlic and onions.
You eat the dates and you drink the pillows.
So it's not wet the bed?
No.
So how would you get liquid? You have a water bed.
A wet dream?
Remember that this is an old book.
Well, it's got to be Wet Dream, though.
No.
They had wet dreams back
then,
didn't they, Aaron?
It's an old book. You're distill asleep. Distillery asleep.
Distill asleep.
There's some beds that have these still, but I'd say we're definitely living in a world where these are incredibly uncommon. But
box
in
springs.
Our life,
bed bugs.
Yes. Well, you said
box springs?
Oh, you drink from the you gather water from the box springs, the fresh springs of the box.
Drink water from the bed springs and eat dates from the calendar.
Nice one, Japes.
Wow.
You can take your pun
honestly,
hat
I was
off.
I was actually going with box from not even springs. I did not put together that springs were water. I was like, you open the box and drink the springs.
Spring forward, fall back.
Spring forward, you fall back on the dates. I do want to see a scene. Adel, you're going to be playing a petulant child who has locked himself in his bedroom. You have a calendar and a bed. And Aaron, you're the child's parent from the other side of the door. You're never going to come out of your bedroom.
Honey, there's dinner on the table. If you want to come out.
Okay. No. I'm tired. Okay. I'm tired of dinner. I'm tired of tomato and onion.
Okay, well, me too.
Fuck you.
Okay, I'm just going to take off. Good luck.
What? Wait, hold on. What? No, 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 no.
Car sound. The best thing about the beat.
I don't have a car sound.
Okay, Tommy, think. Okay, okay, you have a calendar, so I rip off the pages and paper cut in my throat. Okay, what am I gonna eat? I have a window. Let me open up the window. Here, let me try and get a bird in here. Let me try and lure a bird onto my finger, and I can eat that.
I don't have a bird effect either. I don't.
Excuse me, Mr. Bird, what'd you say?
Thanks, dude.
Zade.
I was looking. I don't have a bird effect. I was trying to help. I was trying to be a bird. I don't have it.
It's good to remember that we can all leave scenes by just doing, like, starting a car and speeding off. Why are fishermen such good correspondents?
Because they always drop a line.
You got it.
Their letters are netters. Their netters are letters.
This one is ridiculous. When a man marries, how many wives does he get?
Well, if he wants to get
to heaven.
He doesn't
get anything.
He's in heaven.
He's lucky. His ass is lucky to have one.
When a man gets married, how many wives does he get?
What's this when a man marries?
What's that thing where a word is spelled different but sounds like another word?
Homonym?
Yeah. It's a homonym.
He's
think
early
of vows.
Wed, early to rise. Think of vows.
Is it one? Is it Mary? Is her name Mary? Is
no.
it a man marries?
Oh,
I like where you're, how you're thinking though.
I do not know.
Okay.
I do plead the fifth.
I mean, you've both been married, so I'm sure you at least Googled and watched
Ben?
Videos.
Wait, you've... Aaron, Ben?
I don't know.
JPC, check with Mariah. I'll check with Gemma.
Who's Ben?
Starts car.
I guess I married Ben. I'm looking at the paper now, and it's, yeah, I guess the guy's name is Ben that
you
I married.
Both
oh my
had
God.
Weddings.
I hope he's nice.
We both had weddings.
And you both got to decide whether or not you did, like, traditional vows.
Oh. You
so I'm
have
sure you know.
One, because there was an altercation.
Not
you have
one.
Two. You have a sick one and a health one.
No. but you're, think,
and
yeah,
in
think of vows.
In sickness and health. Till death do us
I
part.
I take
to
you.
To have and to hold.
And then you say their name. Wife.
No.
Take you to have and to hold.
And you're talking about all the different circumstances in which.
In sickness and in health.
Rain,
in
sleep,
poorness and
snow.
In wealth.
Oh, but. Yeah, Adel, you're at the right part, but you're saying it wrong.
I'm saying it how I said it at my wedding.
Yeah,
you did not say this at your wife.
They got to write their own vows, and they all chose to just do the regular ones, but a little zany.
We decided to do the hustle. In sickness and in health, what's the wealth part? or prosperity in richer? This institution? For richer or for poorer?
Yep, you got it.
So for richer.
Four
richer and four poorer, so that's eight wives.
Yeah.
Eight is enough.
16. Four 16. Richer, four poorer,
for
four
better
four, worst. Four worse.
And can I say, the poorer and the worst wives,
you'd think they wouldn't be the best?
My ass.
No, I'll say it. Some of my poor wives are my best wives.
Oh, God.
I say there's no shame in being a poor wife, okay? Because mm-hmm. guess what? Poor wife, great listener.
So,
this is horrible.
The answer to this riddle is basically Portland, Oregon's own the Decemberists' 16 military wives. Mm-hmm. That's how they got that song. Mm-hmm. Was Colin, I want to say Colin Mockery, was reading this riddle book. 16 military wives, for better or for worse.
Wow, I never knew that's what that song was about, and I still don't. Wow. Wow.
What letter is never found in the alphabet?
What letter is never found?
Dear Richard, it's been hard on the front.
I was just going to say the letter to my dead husband.
you guys are kind of right. You're right.
Oh.
It's what letter is never found in a dictionary? Like a correspondence with a friend.
Yeah, the one that you put in the mailbox.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I put ABC in the mailbox.
When do elephants have 8 feet?
I don't remember.
Oh, so they can do this now. So when they clone an elephant, what they do is they grow another elephant on that elephant's back. And so that elephant just grows to a full-size elephant, and then they kind of chop that off.
Okay, JPC.
I didn't see a scene.
Right before.
You need to send us your news sources. We are really concerned about you.
I get all my news on TikTok, and by that I mean I am on TikTok making news stories.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are an elephant. JPC, you are a scientist who's been brought in to clone an elephant. Unfortunately, there was a autocorrect in the email. So you think you've been brought in to clown an elephant.
Damn, what's up, big feet? Look at your big-ass feet.
Whoa,
dumbass, big-ass elephant feet. Look at you.
Okay, I was just about to say it's a real honor to be here.
You going somewhere?
No.
You leaving?
Not leaving.
Then why you pack such a big-ass trunk? What's going on? What's up? Oh, my God.
I think I look really handsome with my trunk.
No, I think you do, too. I think you do, too. Tusk me. I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
Or should I say I'm telling you the tooth? Look at those big-ass teeth. Is that what they are, tusks? Those teeth?
Your colleague said that this was a huge honor. I applied. I wrote, like, 6 essays. I did, like, a video entry. I really thought that I would be the right kind of elephant to clone, but I guess not.
Oh, are you going to cry? Are you going to cry? Do I look like a mouse? Am I scaring you right now?
I'm friends with a lot of mice, and they like me a lot.
What's your name?
I don't want to tell you.
Well, I heard your name was Sahara. Is that right, Sahara?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because that's maybe where you're from. Oh, boy. Anyway, it's been nice. Look, I'm a scientist. I'm going to be here until the research grant expires. Try the veal if you want.
When do
that's
I
my
get
time.
Cloned?
What's that? That's my time.
See. And listeners, if you want to send us your videos of you at a zoo clowning an elephant, please do. Keep them under 30 seconds.
I'd rather see your send videos with you explaining why you should be the elephant that we clone.
Yeah, if you're an elephant that wants to be cloned, please send in your videos. I honestly thought that scene was going to end with the elephant, like, goring that guy. But,
yeah, I thought about
it. Aaron's elephant had patience.
Well, Aaron and GPC, I do have to ask, because this is a question we answered, a variation off of a question we answered maybe 50, 60 episodes back. Mm-hmm. Would you kiss your clown?
No.
Clone? I think
yes.
I would.
Clown?
I wouldn't kiss my clone. I would kiss my clown.
Here's my thing. In my mind, when you said, would you kiss your clown, I saw, like, Pennywise. And I'm like, I'm not kissing that. He could yank my damn arm off.
So if there's a thrifty, if there's a frugal clown, you won't kiss them?
That's what you thought Pennywise was all about, huh? You thought I used it about saving money?
Yeah, clipping coupons, a clown who like clips coupons.
He didn't even see a trailer.
Buys groceries for the month. ACE, always clown elephants. I'll say it.
All right. The answer is when there are two of them. Next
what
riddle.
Was the question?
What?
When do elephants have 8 feet? When did the man stand behind? Oh, sorry. Why did the man stand behind his donkey?
His donkey was right.
Because he was going to kick its ass? He was going to kick his own ass.
Wow, because he's going to kick his own ass rules. I love that.
You kind of got it, Adol.
Remember
I get
Liar,
no thrill
Liar.
From champagne.
Mel Torme. The man was Mel Torme, Velvet Fog.
This is why the man was behind his donkey?
Yeah, there's a lyric.
I get a kick out of you.
Yeah.
Is it
got a kick out of it.
He wanted to do it in the ass.
No.
Because his wife said he could do it in the ass.
No. Bye.
Bye.
She can't even do the proper outro. She's so frazzled.
No, bye.
Aaron's gone.
Bye. No, bye.
Bye. Sell.
That's her new outro.
Actually,
no,
I'm going to do another Jupiter to just cleanse the space. We're going to start over. Thank you. Uh-huh. We're cleaning the space, everybody.
Interesting.
All right.
Interesting, we can't see a woman on a desert island shopping, but we'll allow this.
I just cleaned the space. I just cleared it in bad energy. Okay. I cleared it in bad energy.
Light some sage.
You're going to make me mad. I'm upset.
Aaron, I'm sorry. Here, let me put some olive oil in a heated pan, put in some garlic and some onion.
Aaron, if you think that it's a bad energy for a man to fuck a donkey, I'm sorry, but you're going to have about four people on the internet who are real weirdos, very upset with you.
No, we still have time left. Okay.
On this earth.
Oh, my God.
What, Aaron?
I can't believe
what?
This next riddle. I hadn't read ahead this far. This is horrible. We're not going to guess this one. I just want you guys to understand how bad it is.
Wow, wait, Aaron never thought we'd be this good at doing riddles that we get this far into the book episode.
But Aaron, JPC and I have sick brains. Can we try and guess? I bet we'll get it.
No. I don't even want you to. What is the difference between a girl and an umbrella?
A girl and an umbrella?
Yeah.
Let's
you should
see.
Never open up a girl inside the house?
No. That would make me laugh. You can shut up an umbrella.
What the fuck?
Molly. Wait. No, she would die if I.
Yeah, this is not
Molly. She told me how bad these are.
Can you imagine back in, like, I want to say 1935, whenever this book was written? You just had dinner. Everyone retires to the parlor. You play a few parlor games, and then suddenly Uncle Jack gets up in his smoking jacket and he goes, "Hey, I got a joke to tell." And he tells this fucking clunker, and all the men hoot and howl. They hit and they pound on their tables. They stoke
God,
the fire.
That Jack's a real cut up. What a funny man that Jack is. Whatever happened to him? Arsenic poisoning, huh? Guess he was just eating arsenic. Oh, that poor widow of his. I wonder if she knew that his food was laced with arsenic.
That's what they say. They say women poison and men,
write joke
murder.
Books.
Men write joke books.
Oh, Aaron, yeah, you're right. That one was really bad. Sucks. And that one was a test, because if you thought that one was good, actually, go to your checkbook, write yourself a big check for your fucking privilege. That's right. Check your privilege.
Yourself. Check yourself.
We've had this one before, so you should get it right away.
Okay.
Is it the girl one again?
What is the longest word in the English language?
Was the
Abercrombie
longest
and
word.
Fitch.
Yes.
What is it? Is it anti-disestablishmentarianism? No, that's not the longest one.
It's not actually the longest word.
Oh, is it
that's
longest?
No.
What is the longest word in the English language?
Yeah, this one's
Is it awooga?
No.
Oh, like if you see like a
is it like mile?
Mm-hmm. But think
it's mile.
But sort of. You're
kilometer.
It's the word mile inside of another word.
Kilometer.
Milestone.
Mile in front of
smiles.
Smiles.
Since there's a mile between the first and last letter. That's the first time that's ever happened in the show where I give the answer and you give the answer at the same time.
Wow. Into a riddle that we've already done, apparently.
What is the weakest animal in the world?
Giraffe.
Easy.
Weakest
animal
Easy
money. In the world.
Easy money.
All right,
Easy
here money. We go. I want to see a scene.
Neck punch, Aaron.
Adol and Aaron, you are both in a legal animal fight club, and you two are, you're looking over the list of combatants today, and you're placing your bets for who you think is going to win in this illegal animal fight club.
All right, let's take a look here. First up is an elephant, fucking dumbass, big ass feet elephant, big ass tusks, versus a hippo.
All right, this seems pretty evenly matched.
I'd watch that.
Next one is a chinchilla versus a panther. Ooh. Do I want to see that?
I'm going to say the chinchilla is going to win that.
Yeah, if we give him a weapon.
Start to pet and be like, oh my, fall asleep from how soothing it is. Chinchilla can crawl in its mouth and kill it from the inside.
All right, let's see it.
Okay, let's move on here. We have a owl versus Margaret. Huh. Margaret, I have to assume that's just a woman?
Is that a woman?
I think it's just
a woman. It says Margaret is another owl. All right, we'll allow it.
I'm going to go with Margaret's going to win that because if she's made a name for herself, clearly something's going on.
All right, we got alligator versus Gary. Gary, you sure you're up for that?
Oh, okay. God, no. I'm scared. I'm terrified.
All right, we'll put you in there. You got it.
I'll take alligator
please,
on that one.
Don't vote on me. Gary's never going to win.
Gary, we'll give you like a sword or something. It'll be fine.
Boy.
Okay, next up we have a penguin versus seeing itself in the mirror. Oh, because penguins are flightless, and I think they're really self-conscious about it.
Yeah, that one seems a little sad. That one.
Yeah, I'll take the under.
Yeah. All right.
Can I be honest about that one? Sorry, yeah. I'm the one taking the bets.
Yeah.
We thought we had another animal lined up, but then they backed out at the last moment.
That makes sense.
So that one's kind of like an improvised fight, penguin versus the mirror.
Can we give the mirror a weapon?
The mirror will have access to broken glass.
Great.
Okay, only three more bets.
This is a weird one. We have the Danny DeVito one versus the other Danny DeVito one.
Can't wait. That will be the biggest fight for sure.
Yeah.
We're really lucky to have that one on the books, yes.
Wow, we got you and me versus each other.
Huh. Can I see that pen?
Sure. Ow! No, you can't start already! That's against the rules. He just stabbed me in the neck with a pen.
Nothing in the rules says the fights can't start before the fight start.
All right, well, Air Bud versus Air Duck.
Air Bud will crawl in the air duct like Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Come to L.A., they said. Play basketball versus a bunch of humans, they said.
Sometimes I get re-sad thinking about those three lost episodes. Our my favorite recording we've ever had in 2018, and we lost all three of those episodes.
There was an Air Bud run that was the best thing we've ever done. There's a Mary Poppins run.
Yeah, I played Scary Poppins.
Oh, JPC's memory.
It's no one's fault, but it's definitely not Casey's fault.
No, I mean, I'm still the guy from the scene.
Oh, see. Oh,
yeah, thank you.
Wow, sorry. That was scary. You got stuck in there.
I was still in the scene. I was trying to be in character.
If you die in the scene, you die in real life.
Well, the answer to that
Nightmare on Elm Street
is a frog. He will croak if you touch him.
What was the question?
What's the weakest animal in the world?
Oh, a frog, because he'll croak when you touch him.
Okay. That's actually pretty funny. I like that.
I'd like to see a scene.
Uh-oh.
JPC, you are a pet frog that knows that if you get touched, you will die. And Adel, you are his teenage, like preteen owner.
Hey,
not too close. Don't get too close.
Well, I'll stay back here. I just want to say, Smacks, don't fuck my mom.
Kid, come on. My mom fucking days are long over, okay? I'm retired now. Hey, did you bring me any flies?
Sort of. I brought you a picture of Jennifer Lopez, who famously started as a fly girl on In Living Color. Fly girls were sort of dancers in the 90s.
This'll do for a different reason, but I am gonna need something to eat.
All right, can we play a voicemail? I knew that was gonna happen.
That's so odd.
Voicemail who play. Voicemail who play with me, babe.
Hey, Erin, spelled E-R-I-N, Adel, and J-P-C. My name is Autumn, and I'm just chilling in my car, driving home, listening to the podcast. I had a riddle, but I forgot. So I guess I just have a question for you. What is your favorite time of day? Mine is 2 o'clock in the afternoon, post lunch, early afternoon, and I can have a second coffee without feeling bad later. So have a nice day.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Autumn. You shouldn't leave voicemails while driving, we should say.
I think Autumn was hands-free.
I think it's fine.
You can hands-free. Yeah. Okay, if you can hands-free. Thank you so much, Autumn. That's a great question. Do you mind if I go first?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm stumped. I'm really trying to figure it out.
Oh, I see, JPC, what you're saying. Aaron spelled E-R-I-N. JPC is spelled J-P-C, and Adal spelled A-D-A-L.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to say probably like 2 a.m. because I'm a bit of a night owl.
Such a wild favorite time.
Not Margaret. I'm a bit of a night owl, and I think when it gets to be super early, super late at night, early in the morning, there's something that washes over me of like, I have no commitments. Mm. No one needs me to do anything. I don't have to like reach out to anyone. It just feels like my time. Like I have complete over all of the day. That's the time where like I have complete autonomy and ownership over what I do. Currently, whenever it hits 2 a.m., I'm usually just playing Elden Ring and texting Casey about it because he's the only other person that's up. So I get to, not out of obligation, but out of inspiration, reach out to people. I think like 2 a.m. until like 4 a.m., that's my sweet spot.
That's your sweet spot. Okay. Aaron, do you know?
I really like post-dinner cozy time. Especially on a night where I'm inside, I really like 7 to 9 p.m. Because I feel like other than people who work at night, but if people who work traditional 9 to 5s, it's a very cozy time where you're just sort of maybe watching something or being cozy.
Okay.
That's
soft
great.
Lighting.
I think if it's like, if we're talking about a weekend, we're talking like completely different time. But I think if it's during the week, I love that. I love that noon. I love that like right at lunchtime. Because usually that's when my wife has her lunch break. She works from home and we'll both be at home together and we can kind of like have like a little like midday check-in, see how our days are going. And we're not like too tired. Like you're not like too exhausted from the day because you've only just had like your morning. That's a nice spot. That's a nice spot.
Say the phrase noon, something about noon, say it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Pre-noon can still get you pregnant.
Thank
so if it's
you.
Like 11:55.
Also, Casey, I assume you can do this. Can you, just for the episode, this episode that Gemma downloads on her phone, can you edit it? So here, I'll take a clean take here. My favorite time of day is when I fall asleep next to my beautiful wife. And when I wake up next to my beautiful wife, just in her episode only, put that in, please.
You can throw that in Mariah's episode too. I think she'd like to hear it. You go, aww. I think that's nice. Hey, you know what? Thank you, Autumn, for the voicemail. Again, if you ever want to leave us a voicemail, make it 30 seconds or less and just call 1-805-RIDDLE-1. And leave us a voicemail message. We'd love to hear it. Every time people call and leave voicemail message that are too long, I just respond to them via text. And so a lot of people get really funny texts. I would say funny, sometimes mean, for me. So you could do that.
Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Yes, I'd like to plug Sitcom D&D. We basically recorded the entire season that we are on, and it is really fun, really good. We have a lot of HeadGum guests.
Wow.
That were a blast to record with. So check that out. Adal, anything to plug?
Yes, I recently guested on a few podcasts that I'd like to plug. I believe all the episodes are out, but if they're not, hold tight. I guested on one of my favorite shows to reoccurringly guest on, which is called The Restricted Section. Please check out them. They are fantastic. I also did a little guest spot on an episode of Nature Talks. So please listen to Nature Talks. And I was interviewed by an Australian, a wonderful Australian person. And this was the podcast. I don't know if they ever said it out loud. So it's either content incapable or content incapable.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that was on purpose. That's a little play on word. It's a homonym. But it's either.
I truly thought you were going to have an Australian word in there that you didn't know. But it's just a word. It's a homonym.
It's a homonym. Mm. So it's either it's a content incapable. Please check that out as well. JPC, do you have anything to plug or review?
I'm going to read a 5-star review. If you want to get a 5-star review read on the show, just go to Apple iTunes, wherever you leave reviews. Give us a 5 stars. Hey, and hey, I might pick yours to read on the show today. I've picked Coffin Grind. Coffin Grind writes, petition, final draft. I, John Patrick Cohen, being of sound mind and legal capacity, do hereby petition the state of Illinois to change my full legal name to John Pistrick Cohen. Any future uses of the name Patrick, including but not limited to on excellent comedy podcasts or an excellent theme songs to said podcast, shall be met with no less than 4 seconds of silence and 1 blank stare. Should any authorities of the state of Illinois object to the name John Pistrick Cohen, I shall gladly demonstrate in a court of law that at any given moment my body weight is no less than 30% piss, and I have, by all accounts, earned it. Ooh, wow, I got through that one. I wish I had a piss sound effect, but I really just don't.
No, don't. Casey's going to do the flush.
I don't have it. I don't have a piss sound effect. I have a flush. I don't. Let's try this one. Okay, that's money in the bank.
That's
Thank
how you
so
you
much,
pee?
Coffin Grind. Yeah, that's how I pee.
I bet that's how Pink Floyd pees.
Okay, this is probably how I pee.
Oh, it's like a mist. Oh, you have to turn it. You have to turn the nozzle so it says
my settings on my pee are so fucked. I'll never get them right.
It's extreme, just, not spray.
The second you start tinkering with them, yeah. What's the tinkling
oh,
with it?
I can Jupiter. Sorry guys. I can end this. I forgot that I could get us out of here. Sorry everybody. Sorry. Sorry. Oh God.
Goodbye everyone.
Oh, it's so long.
Yeah, it's 9 seconds. Get ready.
It's so long. It goes up so long.
Oh, cool. Welcome back to Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hey, DJ.
Hey Riddle Riddle.
All right, it's time for our Drive at 9 segment. We're going to be calling 9 drivers on the road right now. Watch out, because we're giving away prizes.
Oh,
why is
God.
There an EDM? Why is there an EDM one?
You have a real soundboard. The Zencaster soundboard, as you've seen, is like fucking 8 options, and they automatically play when you try to change the volume. Do you have it hooked up to your Stream Deck, or you just have like a software like?
It's in the voice mod. This is all part of voice mod.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. I promise I'll use it responsibly from here on out. I'm stopping.
No, you won't.
Hey there, worlds and newses. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We give you a little peek back behind the curtain to our live stage show, World News Tonight. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.